Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings, and welcome to the DDP. Okay, for a couple of days, I've kind of moseyed around Paul's trip to Jerusalem. I've left it open-ended. I wanted you to come up with your own conclusion. Should Paul have went in Acts 21 to Jerusalem? He's warned twice by two different people in two different cities not to go. He goes, the people give up that are around him and go, okay, well, will the Lord be done? He arrives in Jerusalem. He shows up to James and all the elders in verse 18. When he greets them, let's read this real quick, and I'm going to give you what I feel. When he greeted them, he told in detail the things which God had done among the Gentiles through his ministry. And when they heard it, they glorified the Lord, and they said to him, you see, brother, how many myriads of Jews there are who have believed. And they are all zealous for the law, but they have been informed about you that you teach all the Jews who are among the Gentiles to forsake Moses, saying that they ought not to circumcise their children nor to walk according to the customs. And the word they use for forsake is apostatize. That you are teaching people apostasy, leave Moses. So they ask him in verse 22, what then? The assembly must certainly meet, for they will hear that you have come. Therefore, do what we tell you. We have four men who have taken a vow. Take them and be purified with them. Pay their expenses so that they may shave their heads, and that they may all know those things of which they were informed concerning you are nothing, but that you yourself also walk orderly and keep the law. But concerning the Gentiles who believe, we have written and decided that they should observe no such thing except that they should keep themselves from things offered to idols, from blood, from things strangled, and from sexual immorality. So Paul took the men, and the next day, having been purified with them, entered the temple to announce the expiration of the days of purification, at which time an offering should be made for each one of them. Time out. They say to Paul, we hear you're apostatizing Jews, telling them not to keep the law. Prove them wrong. Go take these four guys, pay their expenses, their rights, shave your head as a vow. This was a Levite vow from the Old Testament. And Paul does it. Paul, the guy who so eloquently writes the book of Galatians that these things ought not be, he rebukes Peter to his face when Peter won't eat with Gentiles in front of James. And yet Paul does it. We want to see our heroes be heroic, and this is not heroic. He's backtracking. Why? He was warned by the Spirit not to go to Jerusalem twice, and he went anyway. I think it goes back to the narrative we've talked about of the book of Acts. Paul has a need to be accepted, and this need often overrides his own spiritual intelligence. And this need, it's not a bad thing to want to be accepted, but he goes to certain lengths. And I think Acts 21 is one of the most telling moments in the book about the council in Jerusalem. Remember that 15th chapter of Acts where they say, okay, tell the Gentiles not to do this, 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 and this, and it'll make us happy. And they say the Holy Spirit told them to do it. I don't think the Holy Spirit told them to do it at all. In fact, I think they reveal their hand in Acts 21:25 when they say, we have written and decided that they should observe no such thing. It's their decision. It wasn't the Holy Spirit. It was them deciding on four things that if the Gentiles would do, it would not offend the Jews. And Paul had went along with it, I think reluctantly, and I think when he got by himself, he realized it was the wrong thing. This 21st chapter is not meant to discourage you about the early church. I think it's meant to encourage you that these guys are not all heroes. They're great guys, but like my friend John Sheesby says, they have feet of clay. I love that statement. They have feet of clay. They don't have that foundation that we might think that they do. And this is going to cause great problems. We'll see that as we move into the month of September in this latter half of the 21st chapter of Acts. So powerful. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.